Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and that's how you become part of the solution. Become part of the solution by doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is getting informed and getting engaged. No, seriously. You want to make sure that the information you're getting to is good information. So find yourself a commentator. Why you wouldn't just choose us all the time, I don't know. But find yourself a commentator, seriously, and get involved. Make sure that the information you get is real. Make sure that the information you get, you can verify. Is it live radio wonderful? It's all good. Don't feel bad. I knock on keyboards and everything else. Don't. You'll find out who that is a little bit. Anyway, I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, Carmilla Harris. I'm sorry. I refuse to use... or to say her name the way others want to say her name. I'm going to use her stage name while we're at it. So Carmel, she's clarified her gender pronouns. You think you can guess what they are? Anybody? So she gave a speech. You know, I always found this really interesting. Is that when Joe Biden, you know, when Joey B's out there or Hillary's out there, and they're giving speeches, you ever notice that depending on the group they're in front of, the whole cadence and body language changes and how they walk and how they strut themselves, it all changes, which goes to show you truly what they're all about. So in a speech to the LGBTQ active, well, I don't mean to ditch you people. It's LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG, plus 21 or something like that. In a speech that she gave at a ceremonial office of vice president next to the White House, the vice president, Carmel, she made it a point to announce her personal pronoun preferences. You, as community activists, you all have your eyes and ears to the ground. She said she called herself a long-standing ally of the community. Her gender-distinctive pronouns came at the beginning of her speech. She said, I want to thank you and welcome you for being here. My pronouns are she and her. How is this news? Wasn't she, from the minute that she, now this is, I hate this, now people start to use that term, the gender she was assigned at birth. She wasn't assigned it at birth, she was assigned it at conception. Can we get that right? Look at the strand of DNA, it doesn't change. Okay, for those of you who want a wiggle room, from the minute that strand starts to form, there's only one thing it can end up being. It ain't a dolphin, it ain't a bird, it isn't a frog. Okay, it's a human being. That's what it is. So, Harris took the opportunity in her speech to speak about the attacks on her transgender youth. We know the issue in terms of the experiences our transgender youth are having around the country, she said. She also admitted in her speech that the Department of Veterans Affairs would cover costs of gender confirmation surgery. Gender, that's what they're calling that. Gender confirmation. So you think you is, so we're going to make you one. How about we do this? I'm just going to throw something out there. I'm not well-educated, so if I say this the wrong way or it comes across wrong, you know what I mean by this. How about the Department of Veterans Affairs put the money to getting our veterans off the streets? How about that? Maybe we should start there. Buy some of these motels that are empty. Go back to these these military bases that were emptied out under Clinton that are still empty. Let's find homes for these people. And then after we do that, how about a little bit of mental health care? What do you think? 22 to 25 of our veterans, the men and women that went out there and fought for us, that are sleeping on the streets right now, are killing themselves on a daily basis because they can't get the medicine they need, they can't get the help they need, but somehow we're going to scrape together the money to make sure that, well, I have to ask, are we going to wade through all those tents that are, you know, on Skid Row and find out which ones were veterans and which ones want confirmation, gender confirmation surgery? We're going to yank them out first? Or maybe we can yank out the ones that still need some cancer screening. What do you think? I'm just throwing stuff on the wall. We'll see what sticks. This is nuts. I mean, whether you're for this kind of surgery, whether you believe in this stuff or not, sit back in your chair, take a breath, and try to decide, is this really where you want the bulk of the money spent on a minor percentage of the whole? And a major percentage of the whole are killing themselves? A major percentage of the whole of these people that have fought for us already are sleeping in the streets because they can't get the medical attention they need? This is where I say you're disingenuous. You're not being honest about the issue. That's why we don't take you seriously. I don't think you care. Not that I don't think you care. I know you don't care what we think. And, you know, frankly, neither do I. I don't care what you think either. I just care what's right. And taking care of our veterans is right. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, listen, all of you are congratulating me over the win with Katie Hill, and that's great and wonderful. I appreciate it. I appreciate your help. Remember, we've been given 80% of our legal fees. Our legal fees were up around $40,000. So you do the math. I shouldn't have to at this point. But we're not done yet. We'll know, I guess, by the end of next week as to what direction we're going to head in. I do believe that her appeal is going to be flushed. It's the same legal team with the same argument, and guess what? In front of the same judge. So let's pray that I'll get 100% because the judge is going to get so irritated because they're going to bring back the same garbage again that she's going to say, I've had it with you people. You wasted my time, the court's time. You owe them 100%, and you owe the court 100% of their fees. That would be just wonderful. I think it'd be great. You cannot let it. I've been telling you guys for a long time, this is a war. And I know some of you think that, you know, some of you who've written about me think I'm telling you to pick up your machine gun and baseball. Not what I said. Never have said that. Don't believe in violence. But this is a war. You have to stand up for yourself. All right. He's in studio with me today. That's why you see the glow in the room. We'll be back in a few minutes. Alfonso Reyes will join me as he does every week. And we're going to have us some fun. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something more than sitting there drooling all over yourself. That would be nice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've got to get involved. And again, the reason I keep saying you have to get informed as well is because don't be these people that, you know, they get on a Twitter feed of some kind and all of a sudden they get all the answers there are and they don't know anything. It's nothing but trouble. But, you know, I know somebody who knows more than I am. And I asked them to come here. Well, what's the face for? You do know more than I do on some of this stuff. Yeah, I actually got him in the studio. We flew him in from a secret location from well below the, what was that mountain they have, Iron Mountain? Because we got to keep him safe, too. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. But this week I get to actually see him in person. God bless. Thanks for coming out.
And live to regret it. Second, I came in right off the bat, man, like a bull in a china shop. It's like, you know, Joe's doing his transmission and stuff like that, and I'm trying to be quiet in the suit. I'm knocking stuff over.
Listen, join the club. I mean, I'm in this place all the time, and I still knock this thing over on a regular basis. So, you know what I'm saying? Anyhow, so anyway, you know, you had, hopefully you had a nice drive out here. We're gonna have a lot of fun. Whether you want to or not, I'm gonna have a lot of fun.
Hey, man, your lovely lady brought us coffee,
so we're
gonna
have
a good time.
We don't need nothing else. We're good, right?
Got the Lord, got coffee.
There you go. Yes, he's in here sticking his finger at us right now, going now. Before you even get started, now, right? I mean, seriously. All right. So I was troubled by this.
Mm.
I had to seek your counsel. So I sent you this story earlier, and apparently, and I had never really given this much thought before, but apparently, Jesus' real name might have been Jessica, for all we know, and. Breathe deep. I don't want you to fall over the chair yet. So there's a play that depicts Jesus as a transgender woman over in England. Thank God it's in the UK. But everything that ends up in the UK like this will end up over here eventually. And the faith groups are going out of their minds. But, you know, they've invited this stuff in other ways before. But So the title of the play is The Gospel According to Jesus, Queen of Heaven. And teachers at the school are promoting this. Now, there's a Christian Institute, it's a UK-based activist group. They wrote that the play deliberately reimagines Jesus. This word is now taking over again, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Reimagines Jesus as a trans woman and puts words into his or her mouth that he never really said, misrepresenting him. Now, I agree with that line only because people don't read the Bible. They have no clues to what Jesus said.
Yeah.
You know, most people, if you ask them, give some of the quotes that Christ said, and can you give me more than three, right, other than love your neighbor? Because, you know, that's the one they always go to, right? You know, they always go to how Jesus loved this person, loved that, know what?
They leave out that first part, though.
Yeah.
They leave out that first part.
But interesting, though, all these groups now stepping up and being outraged. It's blasphemous. You know, they carry signs and say Jesus was King of Kings, not the Queen of Heaven. Where have you been?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Not new?
Well, to give the benefit of the doubt, Joe, maybe they're just maybe they're just saying, hey, Jesus did say that we're going to be transformed.
And yeah, right. And Satan will get salvation of the last days.
Well, we know that Satan is, Satan is the true tranny. I mean, the word, you know, they're definitely misunderstanding that whole Jesus will be transformed thing. Jesus was not a tranny. You know.
But slow down, Zoe. This is art. Are you making fun of art? I mean, seriously, don't they have the ability in art to kind of put these things out there? What are you so stuck up for?
No. Okay, there's a such thing as tasteful art, and this is quite tasteful. Well, you know, the Lord does expect us to be innovative. He wants us to be creative, man. He wants us to, even when he was delving out talents concerning, like, the tabernacle, he himself says, I'm going to give you some skills. I want you guys to be artful. I want you guys to make some slamming and jamming stuff, right? So the Lord definitely understands art. There's art, and then there's perversion, all right? This is straight-up perversion, and people should be able to recognize the difference. We're not going to play that flipping subjective game. Art is subjective and stuff like that. There are certain things that we can be pretty darn certain about, and this ain't art. And on a side note, even when you were telling me about the story, I was like, oh man, is this that hoax again, man? That freaking Corpus Christi thing? And sadly, this is looking like a real deal. I hope it's a hoax, but no, it looks like it's real.
Now, I know it's happening in the UK, and that's not a big deal, but I remember you and I were talking about this earlier. The art that was in New York a couple of years back, where it was Jesus on the crucifix, upside down in a bottle of urine, and they were trying to tell us that was art. That was here in this country. So it's really interesting, and I've said this before, I'll say it about this one too. I hope they do one about Muhammad.
Yeah.
That would, wouldn't that take the wind out of the sails of you and I? We couldn't say that they're just They're just going after the Christian religion.
Right, and we know why they don't do it. I mean, well, you know, when we're talking about Islam, they're okay with that because it's satanic, and these are all godless people anyway, so they're not going to complain about it. But, you know, I know it can't just be because, well, you know that if you did that, they would go fatwa on you. So, but at the same time, they don't do it about Buddha, and they don't do it about, you know, Vishnu, or they don't do it about Krishna or any of these other gods that they'll try to say is all the same God. It's like, okay, but you guys will try to claim that they're all the same God, but you don't go after them all the same way. You know,
that's
so
right.
where, and I know that you're not afraid of Buddha. You know, Buddha's all passive and peaceful and all that sort of stuff. So why don't you guys go after him? But I guess because, you know, since they believe that Buddha doesn't talk about killing people or condemning anybody or doesn't believe in evil or anything like that, as well, if you guys believe like Buddha believes and believes that there's no thing as evil, then why are you guys treating us like we're evil?
Well, you know, it's funny. It truly is. You bring that up, and it's mm-hmm. true. It's, you know, Jesus has always been the center of contention at times because mm-hmm. one way. All right. It's
yeah.
not a whole bunch of love stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, we love this and we do this and you forgive this and we have, you know, compassion for you here, but still,
yeah,
it's only one way. That's
one
it,
way.
Right?
I guess they don't like the absolute aspect, even though the things that they believe are based in absolutions. You know, they have an absolute worldview, and, you know, but I guess if you don't absolutely agree with them, then I guess you're absolutely wrong.
You know, I'm laughing because the first chapter of my book is absolutes, comma, absolutely not. Because if you have absolutes, then you're claiming there is a right and wrong. And if there's a right and wrong, and you're on the left, oh my God. Now you've got to say, yeah, that was right. They don't want to say that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And speaking of absolutely wrong, Jesus being a tranny would definitely be absolutely wrong. And even that is like, how do you, you know, even with the whole LGBT, and we talk about this a lot, and it bears repeating, you know, even with the
you have to wait until we come back.
Okay,
unless you're cutting the check.
We'll absolutely check. We wait until we come back.
Yeah, figured as much. Joe Bacini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe after the break. Don't go anywhere.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hours after a partial collapse of a high-rise condo in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, nearly 100 people are still missing. Large groups of people, some with dogs, are searching for survivors.
We will get the support from the federal agency, FEMA. The president has pledged that support, and so shortly these orders will go forward, and we will be able to bring, in addition, FEMA federal assistance to this site.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Caiva. About half the building, roughly 130 units, were impacted. At least 35 people were pulled out alive. Another 100 people who had been missing have been accounted for. A bipartisan deal on infrastructure was reached, but Democrats are linking it with a much larger spending bill that doesn't require Republican support. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show.
What the heck?
855-7C? You started this. 855, knocking stuff over.
My clumsiness is contagious.
Wow, it's like being in the kids' room.
855 Real Joe, 855-73-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring it back on. I might as well start now. That way he can distract you while I fix what I just broke. Fossil Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and he's the host of the Zoe Loft, the Anti-Fighting Daddy Bible Study, and so much more. So where do they, A, get your music, B, and just for clarity, you don't sound like Dino, so it's a little different. But where do they get your fine music?
They can check us out at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and the music that Joe talked about is my music project, 20 Pound
Sledge, and I've got the Zoloft, the Zopium Den. Hey, you know, it's, did you ever, what's his name, that guy, Pat Boone. You know, he did, I think he did some Sinatra tunes. No, he did some Sinatra-style tunes of some heavy metal songs. He did an album called Jazz in a Metal Mood. And he did some, like, some Dio, and he did some... Hey, I gotta give it to him, man. He went metal on us for a little bit.
No.
Yes,
so,
he did.
So I'm gonna get a little racist here for a minute. Last week I had Sonya Schmidt on the show, and I said, we were talking about music and cultural appropriation, and he said, you know what? You want to hear cultural appropriation? Listen to Little Richard do Tutti Frutti, right? And then go listen to the Pat Boone version.
Oh, boy.
They
ooh, oh, my goodness.
They actually made an album, or Pat Boone made an album. They forced him to make one. I guess it's white-nized black music. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. How do you take a pasty white guy like that and actually try to have him do a Little Richard tune?
Yeah, hey, Pat
you
Boone
be
is
drinking a lot to think of that. But
he's bold like that, man. Pat Boone is gonna get. I'll give him that. Because hey, you know the Lord's gonna give soul. Who's gonna give soul to? I don't care who. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're white or anything like that. But you know, there's you know some things that you might want to be like. You know, I might not want to try that. Hey, I don't care what color. If you can dance, you can dance. If you can rap, you can rap. You can play the blues. blues, if you can play rock and roll, I don't care. But sometimes people need to be like, you know, I might not want to mess with that. Especially after Little Richard.
Famous Clint Eastwood line, right? A man's got to know his limitations.
You know, something like that. You know, we're talking about, you know, Little Richard, I mean, arguably the godfather of rock and roll as it is, you know. And to follow that, yeah, that's a...
You know, when queer didn't have the same meanings it has today, Little Richard was queer. I mean,
And he struggled with it, and folks should know that. And I guess that's one of the reasons why he wasn't as popular. Like, you know, in his latter years, people kind of like tuned him out because Little Richard was like, "Look, man, yeah, I went down that road, and I know that this is not acceptable to the Lord, and I got to let you know, man, it's a sin that I struggle with, and but I'm not there. I'm not there anymore."
Yeah, but see, and think of the double whammy with him in those days. First of all, and I'm going to do a piece about this later on in the show, but, you know, here's a black man who at his time, as popular as he was, couldn't even stay in the same hotels he was working in, if you would. You know, there were so many things against him to begin with, and then to flip that around and again to give the real racist ammunition for their gun, you know, and he's queer, too, so he's a black queer. We see, this is why you can't be around those people.
Yeah, indeed.
Right?
He was a heathen, man, but even today, if people try to go to Little Richard and say that Jesus was a tranny, Richard would be like, whoo! Shut up! Get behind me, Satan!
That's right. No, I heard from people in the Hollywood area, I mean, guys that I know that they're in the construction, if you would, business industry, what have you, that had done some work for him and some others out there, that they're totally different. You know, nice, just great people, people to be around, very, very, just nice people to be around all over, you know. Yeah. Some of them can be real tools. That was nice.
Nice tool.
That'll keep us on the air for a while longer. I mean, seriously. Oh, God bless. So, you know, again, back to some of the stuff, and Jesus being a transgender. You know, there are some colleges, I've done these stories before, and there are some colleges out there that have classes queering God, okay? Seeing him through the eyes of the gay, lesbian, and transgender community. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, let's just say that all this stuff is okay. Let's just, okay? And why would you have to see God through any other eyes other than what he's already laid out who he is?
Indeed, man, because it really goes, it flies in the face of the commandments. They're trying to shape God in their image. They want to go ahead and see God their own way and put, you know, God in this this box, if you will. And it's like we're not here to shape God in our image. We've already been shaped in his image. I know a lot of people out there, who is that cat, Buttigieg? You know, we'll try to say that this is how God made me. And it's like, no, there's nowhere in the Bible where you're going to find where God made you that way. You know, it's we're all born sinners. See, that's one of those things where I agree with. And I say this not to go too far in a rabbit trail, but that's one of the reasons why people do take these justifications, because they do think that, well, if I'm gay and God created this, then that means that, you know, God created me this way, or if I have these inclinations to be transgender, God made me this way. And it's like, yes and no. Not yes and no. Yes and no, they've kind of got the right idea, but at the same time, they do not. Like we have a lot of Christians that say that gay people were not born gay. It's a choice. According to the Word of God, that's not exactly true, because here's the deal. We're all born sinners, and everybody comes with the sin package, and that sin can manifest in different ways. It wasn't like God made me a thief. God didn't make me an adulterer. God didn't make me this, but we are made with a choice.
Right.
You know, we're all born sinners. We were made good. God straight up said we were made good, but we chose this sin nature, and now we all have the sin package. So a gay person, it's not about whether they were born gay or not. We're all born sinners. This sin happened to manifest in them, and they have a choice on whether they're going to go with it or not.
You know, it's funny you should say that. It's one of my arguments for some of our Christian friends on a regular basis is they want to have this tiered sin system, right? You know, them stealing from the supermarket. Now, you know, I'm feeding somebody. It's not the same as homosexuality or adultery, you know?
Yeah.
And my wife's not really good to me, so, you know, I mean, I'm a man, and God knows I'm a man, and it's okay. And they start justifying all this garbage, right? And I say to people, look, not to make it belittle anything, but if you steal a candy bar from the supermarket, you take something that isn't yours. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between that quote-unquote sin and taking another man's wife?
Right. Yeah.
God doesn't have a scoreboard. Goes, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you missed it by 63 points, and you, Joe, you missed it by 12, so you're in, you're out. Okay, yeah. I can only be so fair.
Yeah, it's there has to be a fulfillment of the law. You can't just justify whatever. I mean, I get it. You know, when somebody thinks of, well, there's just a candy bar, and there's somebody else. Sure, there's one is probably going to hurt a lot more than the other.
Sure.
I get that. The problem is when a person justifies, because now compared
Bingo.
To here's the problem. Okay, well, I may have taken this person's wife, but this person over here killed this person's wife. That's way worse than me just take. At least I may have taken his wife, but at least we're happy. We're still, you know, we still have joy together. But this person over here, they murdered, so that's much worse. So it's just like you were saying, there's this tier to it, and who has the right? Once you go down that road of assuming that you can justify your sin or your sin is less than anybody else, that's when you have total chaos. It's like a freaking Christmas lights. You can't just pull out one and expect more. There's going to be a meltdown. There's going to be a problem.
Well, but yeah, to your point, it's true. The people, they make a mistake. Instead of fessing up to it, you know, asking for forgiveness and working and not doing it again, they want to justify why that thing happened.
Mm.
And it's, well, you know, I went round and round with a Christian sister of mine about stealing.
Mm.
And now she wants to carve it and slice it.
Mm.
So if your family's starving, and you steal, well, that's acceptable, because it's not like you were stealing it for a personal reason.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'm feeding my family, the one I'm supposed to be taking care of, and that's what's up. What do you mean it's not personal?
Yes.
Right?
Now, here's the deal. When people try to make these tiers of sin, you know, when Jesus died on a cross and he says, you know, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing, that's not Jesus just saying that because he's a nice guy. You know, and I teach this in my studies. It's not about, which he is. He's a very nice guy. But when you have people who say, like, well, that's not really a sin. You know, like they steal a candy. That's not really sinning and stuff like that. When Jesus says forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, he's invoking the law that he gave to Moses. When he says forgive them, because the law is, these are for the trespasses that you didn't know that you did. These things that you didn't know that were sins, when actually they are. So that's Jesus invoking his law, not just him being a nice guy.
All right, we're going to talk more about that nice guy on the other side of the break. Joe, senior host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Get that throat.
Oh, I want to see a picture of you in one of those. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this week. If you guys send me negative emails about the way that Zoe and I talk about the black community, the white community, Jesus, and the whole nine yards, I'm going to send them all to him and let him deal with you.
We should read them on the air, man.
I've done that before. I've played voicemails that people have left me on the air.
Yikes.
Do the beep out thing. But no, it's really fun. It's really interesting how people get offended for you or for me.
Mm.
I don't need you to get offended. I'm good. I can offend myself and 5 other people, and I'm still sleeping at night.
Yeah. Don't be liberal. I won't seem to be people's champions and stuff like that.
Okay. Now I forgot. I was having so much fun, I forgot what I was at. But I do have another story pegged. Well, apparently now, there's a suit going on in Tennessee to get rid of In God We Trust.
Ah.
Yeah, I know. They can't stop it. So the Mississippi Human Mississippi of all places, Mississippi, the Humanist Association, and three non-religious Mississippi residents filed a federal lawsuit against Mississippi over the state's "In God We Trust" on the license plate. Now, here's the thing that bothers me about this. SCOTUS is, has ruled on this 116,000 times. It is our country motto, if you would. They see it as a historical reference to our beginnings. They don't see it as a God reference. Amazing, the same boneheads that have the Ten Commandments up over their shoulders. But we'll talk about that another day. Shows you it doesn't mean anything, right? But it's really interesting how they feel like they have to save us from this God that doesn't exist in their minds, from their miserable little lives, pushing it out on us, and get rid of all the "In God We Trusts."
Jeez,
it's just funny.
And which God are they talking about? Which God are they going to?
Fascism, though. Tell you what we
definitely, man, faith fascism too, man. And which God are they talking about? I mean, because you know, according to them, it's it's a whole bunch of them, and they're all one, and you know, so I guess we got to come.
So which one's going to be right?
Yeah, which one's is going to be the Jesus God? I mean, what if this God is Allah? Wouldn't that be very politically incorrect if they were going to have him removed, or if it's Buddha or anything like that?
I'll tell you what, that would get squelched in 32 and a half seconds if that was the...
Right?
Right?
You know, so, I mean, if it's all the same...
Oh, we didn't know it was that one. I was gonna...
Yeah, right. So you got to be politically, correct. But, you know, God We Trust, man, being our nation's motto, you know, that comes out of the Bible. Lean not on your understanding. Trust in God. So we're supposed to be trusting in God. Here's the reason why it's printed on our money, because you're not supposed to have your security in your money. You're not supposed to be trusting in your money. That turns out to be the love of money, which is the root of all kinds of evil. So we're supposed to be looking at it on our money and seeing right there, no, before you trust in this currency, make sure that you trust in God. That way you know how to do the right thing with the money.
But I'm glad you said that, because this is, you know, you see it all over Facebook from our Christian friends or whatever, and I always say the same thing. You, to your point you said earlier, which is they pick and choose pieces of scripture, and you go, you keep leaving out. Not having money is not bad. Think of all the beautiful things you can do with that tool. It's a tool, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's when you fall in love with that money and you really can't part with it and you need it for you. And, you know, I tell people all the time, if you just take tithing at its basic rudimentary level, do you believe that everything belongs to God? Everything I own belongs to God. Mm-hmm. Bless God, yeah, it does. It all belongs to him. He says, sell it, give it away, do whatever you got to do it, right? Mm-hmm. It's his stuff. He's taking your whole paycheck. That's his. Yeah.
Belongs to him.
And he's saying, you know what? Cut me out about 10% of that so I can go bless some other people with it. And you're going, ooh, that's going to make my mortgage go tight. Somebody else you can hit up for that or what? Isn't that what we, Lord, this month I'm going to be having to hold back that tide because that trip to Europe cost me a little bit more than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, it does. And when people try to justify, say, well, tithe is, that was just for the Levites and stuff like that. And the word tells you straight up, it's like, no, the tithing principle was long before the Levites. That was even as early as Abraham meeting with Melchizedek. That goes way back. But, you know, the bottom line is, it does belong to the Lord. And I know that, you know, you have those liberal minded Christians that say that, well, didn't the Lord say, render under Caesar what is Caesar? And so we're supposed to be paying our tithes, and we're supposed to be paying our taxes because Jesus said so. It's like, no, that's not what Jesus meant. Did you not catch the part where Jesus says, let me see that coin? You know, it's like, the reason why I want to see that coin is because that coin has the inscription of a false god on it. So Jesus is calling them out for idolatry because that coin says worshipful son of the god Augustus. So Jesus is like, you guys are paying tribute to a false god. Don't come and try to trap me on a tax question, okay?
Well, anyway, you know, that's the funny thing. People don't catch that when I try to bring that up in general conversation. You watch these guys that were around Christ and the apostles. They were always trying to catch them on what? Legalistic stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right? How do you heal somebody on the Sabbath? You can't be doing that. Oh, really? Why? Yeah. Do you feed your mule? Do you feed your ox? Why don't you let them starve to death? Get away from me.
Right? And Jesus is like, oh, you're going to try to catch me on some legalism. Well, that's cute. You know, I wrote them. I wrote them laws that you're trying to trap me on, okay?
Yeah.
I was the one there making sure that they were codified through Moses. That was me. But, you know, Jesus is the one who wrote. It's like, look, man. I'm the author of the law. I'm the fulfillment of the law. And I trust in this law so much that because I am the law, that I will even submit to the law. You know, that's how confident I am in this law that I have written. I'm going to do this for your sake because I know that you guys can't do it, right? So, and that being said, just you sent me, you were giving me a heads up on Oprah. This once again, she's been asking this for like, I don't know, man, about like 30 years now. You know, is Jesus the only way? And it's like, yeah, as a matter of fact, he is. And she's got these wishy-washy's like, why are you asking them? Why are you asking these wishy-washy posers, you know, about if Jesus being the only way, who can't give you a solid answer?
Oh, no, I love it because I said to you again, she was another one we were talking about during the break. She's another one that was all about Jesus, right?
Mm.
Yes, I went to church all my life. It's all about Jesus. I thank Jesus for where I'm at today, right?
Mm.
And now the only Jesus they got in their lives is the gardener, right? I mean, think about it. Just be honest about it. I mean, when you're sitting there, and what did Jesus say about the lukewarm? Hey, send your cards and letters to me. I just don't care, all right? Now, what do you want me to say? When I call myself a guinea and you write me letters, just get over yourself. So, but you know, it's always interesting to me where it's like the intentions always start off good. I think I believe a lot of these guys I've talked with, you know, they want to do well, they want to do better for themselves, they can take care of the family and take care of others, you know. And then there's a switch. There's something. The dollar bill speaks to them and says, you don't need Jesus anymore. I'm here.
Yes.
Right?
That's right, man. And the word warns us about that. It's like, you know, don't let me be so rich that I feel like I don't need you anymore. And, you know, don't let me be so poor where I don't see the point. You know, it's, and I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, that is the kind of, because the Lord knows that these kind of things happen to people. It's like, look, you gotta have the kung fu grip on the faith. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in, whether it's thick time or thin times.
Really? You speak with that mouth, don't you?
I'll speak in tongues again, man.
You know, but let's plug Soul Food Radio too while we're at it, because I want to have some fun with that.
Yeah, man.
Is on a full court blitz. They're really looking to.
He helms the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, the Zopian Ben, and the Zoloft. And he's the nationally syndicated host of the Joe Messina Show. Your Soul Food Radio hosts, Soul Rachel and Joe Messina.
So we have decided, because we have nothing better to do, that on Sundays, 6 o'clock West Coast to 7:30, we are doing a vlogcast, podcast, whatever for now. And if you guys are interested and you come over and you give us a lot of thumbs up, it's a heck of a lot of God talk. You may find yourself a little gluttonous or bloated afterward, right? I mean, I think in the gluttony world, gluttony on the word of God might be acceptable. What do you think? I mean,
I'm with it, man. That's a good nooch to just, you know, pack your belly with.
And it's stuff the way we talk about stuff. You know, you're making people crazy, but I still say this thing. I joke with people all the time. I say, do you really think if Jesus showed up today, he'd have a white robe, sandals, and a slate with a chisel on there trying to write notes? No. God, he'd have a cell phone on one hand, iPad, right? He'd probably have the latest sneakers or whatever he'd got. Because it's just, you guys, I'm not going
to
say anymore.
He says to use what the children of the age are using. Yeah, he'd be working them thumbs, and them thumbs would be smoking on Twitter.
Yeah, he wouldn't be talking to these and thumbs because they'd be thinking he'd been smoking dope or something. You know? So.
Twitter would be trying, oh, man, they would try to ban him with the quickness, and Jesus would like, that's cute.
Oh, wouldn't it be great? They ban him, and then right away it pops up again. They ban him again. He goes, yeah,
resurrection.
You know who I am? Really?
You know
who I am? Yes?
I love it. You know who I am?
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Anyway, so Rachel, always a pleasure to have you in here with me. How can they buy your music? Get a beautiful coffee mug. I just got a mug coffee. Very, very well done.
Yes. Thank you, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. My music project is 20-pound slaves. I got the Zoloft, the Zopium Den. Got stuff there, man.
There's stuff to do. There's stuff for you people to catch up on. CRT. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Is it bad? If it's so bad, why are we keeping it? Why shouldn't we keep it? That's a question I'm going to ask you. We'll be back in a minute.